Hi, my name is Melissa Golden. I am currently a master's student at Oklahoma State University. I started my degree in August under Dr. Ron. This particular paper was done as a group project in a statistical methods class that I was a part of. We looked at the relationship between mean square errors and wheat grain yields in long-term experiments. Okay. Yield data from common treatment structures and long-term experiments is often combined over years, as well as to include different locations. A lot of the experiments that we've had going for decades, we've got them at 3, 4, 5 different locations. But unfortunately, this practice ignores variability due to environment on treatment response and homogeneity of error variance. Required to combine these multi-location and multi-year data sets. Some of the early work, Mercer and Hall, noted that the degree of confidence which may be attached to the results from field experiments depends on that experimental error. And they further reported that experimental error could be reduced by repeating the experiment over a long period of time. Some of the more recent work, not necessarily related directly to this, but this is a geostatistical, geospatial test that was done by Richter. They concluded that even blocking will not be able to capture the large-scale heterogeneity in each trial. They go on to say that increasingly complex analysis models must be employed in order to maintain that unbiased estimate. When we did this, we felt that just simply combining the data without looking at the different factors that go into the variance would lead to maybe a larger estimate or a larger amount of bias by simply combining those locations or years over the course of graduate studies. Dr. Jose Crosa from CIMIT stated that analyzing data over locations and or years can be problematic as this can ignore treatment by environmental interactions that are prevalent in agricultural studies. The objectives of this research were from our long-term trials. We wanted to determine the relationship between mean square error and yield. Year-to-year variability in mean square error and the relationship between coefficient of variation and year. These MSEs were used to compute F-statistics that were used to combine 2 and 3 consecutive year data sets from each of the 2 experiments that we used. The first one we used, experiment 502, I don't know if you can tell with the lights on, but this is 502 from Lahoma, which is in the northwest-ish portion of the state. It was started in 1971 and is continued today. We get the lights. Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much. I put pictures on here to kind of demonstrate the variability that you can see with the naked eye in these 2 fields. The second field that we use in this is experiment 222, which is in Stillwater on our school agronomy farm, and it was started in 1969. A little background on both of these fields. They're both a randomized complete block. 222 has 13 treatments and 4 reps, and 502 has 14 treatments and 4 reps. They're both NPK trials, different rates. I think we've got 2 checks in each of them. They were conventional till and were converted to no-till beginning fall 2011. And both of these fields follow kind of the trends of varieties that are used. However, they are not necessarily always the same variety of wheat planted in each trial. We ran a GLM by year for both data sets, giving us the mean yield, mean square error, and coefficient of variation. We looked at the linear relationship between yield MSC, CV, and year. Additionally, we did a Bartlett test for combining all 2 and 3 consecutive year data. As you'll see in the results that follow, like I said, these are comparisons of yield and MSC and MSC and year. As you can see on this one, right off the bat, we do not have a correlation between yield or MSC. Similarly, we found little to no correlation between MSC and year. And year and CV also did not show any significant correlation for either of our trials. Based on that F-statistic and the Bartlett's test, here's our 2-year combination for 222 and 502. This red line across the bottom is at our 1.74 F-statistic. 222 is 36 degrees of freedom numerator and 36 degrees of freedom denominator at an alpha of 0.05. The F-statistic on that was a 1.74. And on the 502 is a 1.70. And like I said, this red line shows the point at which our F-statistic is that determines either above the line, those do not fit within the parameters of that F-statistic to be accepted and to be combined, and underneath they do. And so in 222 for 2 years, 55% of those 2-year combinations did not fit within our F-statistic to be combined. And in 502, it was 43% that did not fit that F statistic. And as we move on to 3-year periods, both of those numbers shoot up dramatically, with 90% being outside of that F statistic in experiment 222 and 73% in experiment 502. The conclusions we drew from this, like I said, a vast majority of the 2 and 3 consecutive year data from both trials failed to meet homogeneity of error variance tests. This tells us that combining 2 and 3 consecutive year data is not advisable due to that heterogeneity of error variance. And combining this data over years ignores the effect that environment has on treatment response. These are my resources. And like I said, this was a group project done by a class of ours, and I'd like to acknowledge the classmates that I had working on this project and providing input and insight and helping me with the analysis of this data. Thank you. Does anybody have any questions I could answer? We wanted to, actually when we figured the MSEs, we removed variance from those fixed effects of replication and treatment. We used the GLM. Like I said, this was an introductory class to the SAS program, and that was the program that we focused on with this particular experiment. Can you say that again?
Bartlett's test. You use Bartlett's test. Right?
Yes.
So it's more sensitive to melody, right? Non-melody assumption. So did you try to look into other tests also?
Not that I'm aware of. I believe we just use a Bartlett's test. Yes.
Did you consider data transformation to reduce some of the effects?
I don't have an answer for that. I'm sorry.
The plot size,
I am not 100% sure. They're pretty good sized plots. I don't know for sure. Sorry about that.
Okay. You just started your master's project this fall, right?
Yeah, I graduated with my undergraduate degree in May.
So is this your first exposure to statistics?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Right.